From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 5th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly, this cold morning. And the grain futures are seeing a little bit of a rally here this morning. Nothing to write home about, but it sure is nice to see some green on the screen. We did have pretty strong export bookings on the bean side of things. In addition, we saw that China came in and bought 136,000 metric tons of 2024 crop beans. So that was kind of a nice deal to see. We did see numbers out yesterday on the ethanol side of things showing output had eased just slightly last week, but we've had 4 weeks of record grind on corn going into that report. Stocks of ethanol were up slightly. Right now, we see the December corn futures, which go off the board next Friday, at 4.22¾. That's up 3/4. In March at 4.31¾, up a penny and 3/4. New crop December, 4.29¾, up 0.75¢. On the bean side of things, we're seeing a little bit stronger action. January beans, 9.91½, up 8. March at 9.97, up 7¼. And new crop November at 10.03¼. That's up 2½¢. We did see that November beans go down under $10 earlier in the session. On the wheat side of things, December wheat, 5.39½. That's up a penny and 3/4. And we've got new crop July, 5.68¼, up 5½¢. On the meal futures, we're just down fractionally in the bean oil. We're up about 60 to 75 points. Kind of a quiet day in the markets yesterday. Looks like we're going to have a little more activity, at least this morning. On the livestock side of things, we continue to see the live cattle just mark time here, not able to do much of anything. We're not seeing a lot of cash action so far this week. I've been thinking that we might see a fully steady type cattle market, and we haven't been able to do that. Nothing new on the Mexico ban of cattle into the U.S. We've got December live cattle futures at 188.12, down a quarter. February's at 187.95, down 37 cents. March feeders, 255.72, that's up 2, and April's at 256.62 is down 7. December hogs are unchanged. February at 86.77 is up 42 cents. We've certainly seen a lot of volatility in this hog market, and funds are heavily long the hogs. Crude oil, we've seen the January crude a quarter higher, 68.81. We've got the metals markets down a little bit this morning. Dollar index, 105.76, down 53 points. We've really seen the dollar index bounce around a lot after making a low a couple weeks ago and then making highs shortly thereafter. So we need to watch that because a cheap U.S. dollar is good for exports of our goods. Again, the grain futures are a little higher this morning. Nice to see that after we keep seeing prices drift lower. Good weather in Brazil continues to support ideas of a record large crop there. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a good rest of your day and be sure to stay warm. A reminder, the National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook across all of central Illinois today through tonight. Wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour this morning will make temperatures feel like they're single digits or even below zero. Currently here in Urbana, mostly sunny skies, 16 degrees, feels like 1 degree. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.